You all know what Stockholm Syndrome is, right? Someone who has been taken captive, being held hostage, begins to develop a bond with the person who is their captor. They even begin to empathize with them, which is a strange thing, because you would think their greatest desire in their captivity would be to be completely and forever free from the person who's holding them captive. After the fall, humanity and we ourselves develop this Stockholm Syndrome with sin. And so we even look, because we, you know, want to be free from sin, but yet there's still this bond that we have with it, if we're honest. And when we have this, we can look at someone like Mary, who was conceived without sin, lived her life entirely free of sin. And we look at that and we think there's something strange about that. We think, isn't that strange? When we're the ones with Stockholm Syndrome. Mary was conceived without sin, but it's not as if she was conceived, it's not as if she was born lacking something. It's more appropriate to say that she was born whole. From the very first moment of her existence, she was given the wholeness of humanity. It's we who are born without something in our sin. When we're born in our original sin, we're missing the life of God within us. It's Mary who is whole and who is holy. And it's the desire for holiness, that desire to be completely free from that which keeps us captive. It's a desire for heaven. That is the thing that when that becomes at the very center of our heart, it changes the way that we understand and we see Mary. Father Wayne Sattler, on the final night of the Advent mission he gave here in town, here at St. Wenceslas, pointed out that as much as you want, you can't give someone a desire. You can't give someone a desire that you have. But it's the desire for holiness. That when our hearts have that desire and they want more than anything to be free from that which keeps us from being whole, that's what keeps us from being in perfect communion with God. When that desire takes hold of our hearts and our soul, that's when Mary all of a sudden begins to make a lot of sense. And we're able to turn to her and plead for her prayers, knowing fully well that on our own strength, we can't. But with God's grace and her prayers and her protection, that desire might be kept safe in our heart and it might grow. It's a desire for holiness. That's what frees us from this Stockholm Syndrome with sin. The desire for holiness. The most ancient Marian prayer goes back to the 200s. And the Christians, during a time of great persecution, would pray it. They would turn to Mary, and they would pray the prayer called Sub Tuum Praesidium, under your protection. We fly to thy protection, O Holy Mother of God. Do not despise our petitions in our needs, but deliver us always from all dangers. O pure and blessed Virgin, amen.